funded, trained, protected, coddled, shepherded al-Qaeda into this country, trained many of the terrorists, the Pensacola Naval Air Station, USA, Pensacola Naval, USA, threatened FBI and defense intelligence officers who tried to stop al-Qaeda, threatened them with arrest, Bush signed, now public document, W1999, 2 months before September 11th, threatening them with arrest if they tried to stop al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Now his approval rating went from 45% to 90%+. The USA Patriot Act that has just eviscerated the Bill of Rights and Constitution has been passed. And yes, it pertains to Americans. The cashless society, compact city, control grid falling into place. The people were preconditioned before all of these terrorist attacks, pre-com to give up their liberties. And the government will be able to protect them from terrorists. Terror. Look at who really stands to gain from this. Look who has the motive. You know, we tripled the FBI's anti-terrorism funding in 1996 after Oklahoma City. They didn't protect us in 2001 from al-Qaeda, did they? No, they funded and protected us. Took their names out of the customs computer. Customs took their names out of the airport computers. Airport. Nurse Bin Laden back to help in a U.S. hospital. You're going to see all the evidence. We had a war on drugs. There's triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets. Government's own numbers than there was 8 years ago. Our prison population's gone from 1.3 million to 6.5 million in the last 2 years. We had a war on poverty. There's more poverty. A war on illiteracy. There's more illiteracy. Now they're going to have this war on terrorism. You're going to see only escalations in it because the government only gets more power, more control over our lives, more funding after each horrible event. A dozen people died at the first World Trade Center attack. 168, Oklahoma City. 3,000 plus, second World Trade Center attack by the government. Now they're telling us to get ready for more attacks. And yes, if we don't take microchips, if we don't accept the microchip population, then we're going to get attacked again. And already the states admit they'd already been implementing a national ID card scheme. And then, of course, the total goal. Why the New World Order is pushing all of this. We know they want tyranny. We know this global government is behind it. They're now publicly talking about a New World Order. How did they get all this? And what's their final goal? A world population reduction of 80%. Everyone crammed into compact cities. And yes, the United Nations is preparing to release mass plagues on the earth. Because the elite want the life extension technology for themselves. They know the technology is a double-edged sword. It can be used to empower humanity, or they can be used to totally enslave humanity. And they know they're in a race against time, that their window of opportunity is closing. They've got to dehumanize us. They've got to enslave us here on the global plantation now, or they're going to lose control. The New World Order is run by absolutely ruthless individuals, hell-bent on dehumanizing the entire human community, obsessed with total control. These megalomaniacal Satanists are absolutely sworn to the creation of a worldwide tyranny called the New World Order.
A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order. A New World Order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a New World Order.
Just incredible to think that there was that much heavy artillery that was somehow moved into the downtown Oklahoma City Federal Building. It was in the Federal Building. It did go off. It did the damage that you see right there. Federal. The second explosive was found and defused. The third explosive that was found, and they are working on right now as we speak, I understand. Both the second and third explosives, if you can imagine this, were larger than the first. We're larger than the first.
Americans will likely die on American soil, possibly in large numbers.
Controls things at the top, and if we don't hold government government responsible. They're going to use this terror to get more control over our lives. They have the people begging for a nightmare global police state. Global police state. A nightmare global police state. Police state. Begging for a nightmare global police state. Police state. For a nightmare global police state. Police state. Begging for a nightmare global police state.